I'm now going to talk to Michelle from Tubbercurry Library about all the fantastic resources available from your local library. Hi Michelle, thank you for joining us today. It's great to talk to you about all the fantastic resources available for free from our local libraries.
Hi Mary, thank you for having me. It's great to be able to talk about what I think are some fantastic services now available at your library and in libraries nationwide.
We'll just go through the different services that are available. So,
yeah, no problem.
The first one we have is, I believe the library has a new incentive for healthy eating. Can you tell me a little bit about what is involved?
Yes, Mary. It's actually not even just healthy eating. It's a healthy Ireland. It's a healthy Ireland at your library, which, of course, includes healthy eating as one of its campaigns and a number of other things such as children's health and mental health as well. It's a national programme and strategy to improve health and well-being, placing the focus on prevention, individual awareness and keeping people healthy for longer. We in libraries have always had the information one form or another, and it's one of the questions we get asked at the desk a lot is what kind of information or resources we have on specific health issues. And this strategy gives library staff a framework in which to be able to point people in the right direction and provide accurate information. It also means that libraries can become an established and valuable source of health information.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that people are going to come in and start asking some questions about what's available and improve their overall health.
Yeah, and like the thing is, people were always asking us, and we always had like a vague kind of sense of what we were supposed to be telling them. And now we have proper sourced information, like the titles that we're able to provide information on have been approved by health professionals. We have a load of online ebooks and audiobook resources that are available, and they're all coming under the Healthy Ireland brand. We have a number of online magazines available to our patrons, our library users as well, and all this can point in the right direction for a healthier lifestyle. Trained staff will be able to guide to recommended websites. I don't know about you, Mary, but I know when I'm, you know, if I'm sick or if my son is sick, the first thing I do is look up the internet.
Yeah.
And it can be bombarded with information. And it's very hard to know which is correct or which is kind of fake information, you know, kind of like this fake news that's around at the moment. So in this way, staff will be able to provide you directions to accurate information, you know, where it's been best practice approved information, you know, and accredited resources and cited journal articles, you know. So it's credible information at your fingertips, basically.
That's so fantastic, because the fact that it's accredited, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, we have an option for ProQuest. It's an online, it's where you can access online news articles from newspapers, and I don't know if you often see articles in the papers about, you know, new research on cancer, you know, prevention and all that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be a bit, you know, off the wall, like, you know, if you eat 10,000 lemons a day,
they're not always.
Whereas we'll be able to provide information on you know, better sources of where to get your information from.
Yeah.
Basically, so.
Basically, it's approved by professionals, which
exactly.
is very important.
Exactly. Yeah. And from in 2018, we'll also have some workshops and events throughout the county, throughout the country, related to Healthy Ireland. So if we'll be doing it for schools and children and parents and adults, every age group can access this. You know, so.
It's great that you're talking to children about this as well, because if they develop healthy eating habits when they're children, that'll stay with them for life and it'll
Absolutely.
Prevent illness.
It's a great thing to get children involved in this from a very early age, not to improve their health and their eating lifestyle, but also there's a lot involved in like mental awareness and being more, you know, kind of the mindfulness thing,
yeah.
you know, that's around at the moment. And just having people, you know, be more centered in what they're able to access, you know, and providing better information for them.
That's great, because you'll be able to educate the children and
exactly.
also let them know that healthy heating can also be fun.
Exactly, we, you know, whatever we do in the library, we try to make it fun, but that the information is there, you know, and that, as you say, it'll help educate children and educate adults.
Yeah.
I think we all need it really a bit,
yeah.
you know. So we basically, Healthy Ireland at your library is providing tools for people to have a greater awareness and to be more informed about managing their health.
And the fantastic thing as well is, of course, everything in the library, it's free.
It's free, yeah. And we'll be able to help people maybe understand their prescription, but we won't be prescribing or diagnosing or giving prognosis. Do you know what I mean? So it's more of a guide of how to understand what you're inquiring about or what you're interested in about, rather than prescribing or
Yeah, well, that's a great amount of information. Now, there's something else that you also provide, and I was unaware of it myself. I see that the library also provides support to people who want to start, grow and run their own business. I mean,
this is along the lines of the Healthy Ireland in Your Library. This is going to be a great initiative that's coming on in 2018. Again, it's kind of using what the resources and the sources that we have, but putting it into a strategy and a program that's accessible and usable for everybody around the country. So it's called Work Matters, and it's providing kind of a hub or a area in your library where you can access information for setting up a business, or if you're seeking employment, or maybe changing a career. It's basically information access for any business-related tasks.
Yeah, because there's probably a lot of information out there that we aren't aware of.
Yeah, like there'd be a huge amount of like information on like maybe setting up a social media campaign, or I know a lot of people who set up their own businesses, saying like hairdressing, or you know, you're opening up a restaurant. You're an expert in your field, but you may not be an expert in sorting out your own taxes. So you know, in 2018, we'll hopefully be having different workshops, including ones about sort of how to do your tax online and keeping abreast of information from departments and what kind of funding and grants are available for you, So
I think
it's that kind of support.
The workshop is definitely a good idea, because you see, one person who wants to start up their own business, it may be lonely. In the workshop environment, they'll be able to meet other people who are also setting up their own business, and they'll be able to help and to learn from each other.
Exactly. And we'll be working in partnerships with groups such as Intrio, Local Enterprise Ireland, Citizens Information Office, and Education and Training Boards Ireland. So there'll be a lot of, we're in partnerships with a lot of local groups, so there'll be a lot of information available. Anything and everything that can be available will be there.
Yeah.
And we'll be providing a little kind of a hot desk or hubs.
Great.
Where people can access PCs, internet access, printers, even 3D printers, and if you may be able to access some of those, workshops and programs of events throughout the year. So it's a great way to kind of develop your skills or learn new skills. So, like we have, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have an online service where you can learn courses through a universal course.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we have a number of courses on that which are proving really popular. And it's they can be related to the Work Matters, in that you can learn about entrepreneurship or, basic computer training and finance, So along with the stock that we have in the library and the workshops and the events, we also have our online services available too.
So yeah, I was aware of some of those courses. They're excellent, and they cover a wide variety of topics. They're all free, and they're very user-friendly, because they tell you how many modules or classes are involved, how many hours are involved, and then you can do your assessments and get valuable feedback from the assessors as well.
Yeah, they're great, and you have the actual tutors, and it's a great way of introducing to something if you're thinking of taking up a place in university, and it's a very expensive and long endeavour. The universal courses is a nice way of introducing you to something and seeing if that's the direction you want to go in. And for Work Matters and Healthy Ireland, there'll be a lot of courses on there, such as personal development, as I said, entrepreneurship, self-help courses, social work, health and medicine. So there's every kind of courses up there, there's creative writing. I think the fire ranging even, there's everything.
There is
400 courses available.
Check them out myself. And the fantastic thing is, as well, is all you need is access to a laptop.
A laptop, or even just access to your local library.
Yeah.
We have access to the internet app in the library.
Yeah.
So if you don't have, Wi-Fi can be an issue, I know, in different parts of the country. So if you have a problem with your Wi-Fi, you can come in and use our computers in the library for free. All you need is a laptop or a PC and some internet access, and you can access them,
Because your point about doing it as a kind of a taster course, you can do it for free. You might be interested in, say, nutrition, for example, and you do it, you might say, well, it is for me, I'll go head to college, or you might decide, well, it's not for me, and you've saved money.
Yes, and like coming up to 2018, I know a lot of people take up New Year's resolutions and, have plans of what they want to do, So it's a good time to have a look through and see, is there anything there for you? Like, even just for crafts and hobbies, there's like 75 online courses, So it doesn't have to be a life-changing, course. It can be just something that you've always had an interest in, you know, like photography or, you know,
aromatherapy, psychology. I think, is there as well, and some things like that. It's excellent.
Exactly. They're great, yeah.
So the next thing that you're going to tell us about, Michelle, is about children reading. In an age of constant phone use, I think it's important to teach children to read, and preferably as soon as possible. And this will improve their oral skills and help them build good communication skills for the future. What does the library do to encourage children to read?
Well, we at the library have always been a source of encouragement when it comes to children reading. It's one of the great resources that we have in the country is the libraries and the stock that we have. The Right to Read campaign creates a national strategy so that all libraries have resources to provide equal services to all children. I know a few years ago when there was a few local authorities struggling with funding and other authorities seemed to have, you know, never-ending funds, there was, might have been an unequal access to stock and resources and even to events. Like, you'd often hear at the desk somebody coming in and going, oh, in Dublin they're doing this, and how come we're not doing it down here? So the Right to Read campaign was a way of creating equal access to all children all over the country, that they can, everybody can access the same resources and really good events and really good encouragement for reading. So that no matter where they are in the country and what their financial needs are, all children have a right to read.
That's brilliant.
So this initiative comes from the Department of Housing, Planning, Community and Local Government, in conjunction with Libraries Development and the Local Government Management Agency, and it aims to deliver a more systematic literacy support at local level.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and basically what we've done, I'd say a lot of your listeners may be aware of certain things that we do already, like every summer we have the Summer Stars Reading Challenge, and we have a number of events throughout the year with schools, like for World Book Day and for the October Children's Book Festival Month. But now we put it all under one kind of strategy so that no matter what library you go into, you can access all these events, you know, and they're available all over the country.
It's great to get them into the habit of reading because they'll even start continue to read then in their summer holidays.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The Summer Stars, I think the Summer Stars Reading Challenge is probably my favourite event of the year. It's just so much fun.
Great.
Because we get to go around to all the schools and chat to all the teachers and meet all the children, and it's just, it's really exciting. It's good fun. And they come into our launch and we have, you know, a big party to celebrate. It's just, it's a fantastic event and the kids just love it. They eat books for breakfast.
It's fantastic to see that.
In books. And they get rewarded for each book they read. So it's fantastic. Fantastic thing. And since this year now, it was a pilot that I was involved in a few years ago, but it's basically encouraging children to start, to get parents to bring their children in as soon as they're, you know, as soon as they can, basically. Like, you're never too young to join the library.
No.
And it's an amazing question we often get asked at the desk is, what age can my child join? And it's like, well, you can join now.
Because, you know, even if they start just getting familiar with books when they're very small, and they can even just look at the pictures.
Exactly. So now we have kind of set up a kind of a core support of what we can do. So I know in Sligo, just in the last few weeks, we launched a collaboration with a number of local agencies to arrange library visits for creches, play groups and preschools from around the county. So what we do is we encourage parents and our playgroup leaders to bring in children from whatever age, from as young, you know.
Yeah.
And we have story time tailored for different age groups, you know. So if somebody's over toddler age, you know, we'll have a story time aimed at them as well. But parents or childcare workers are encouraged to bring children in, and we show them about story time, we do rhymes, we do themed events. It's so much fun, it really is. And we encourage parents to be involved in the singing and stand and, you know, rhyming.
Yeah.
You know, you're not allowed to sit at the back. You have to be up front with the children and jumping as much as everybody else is. So it's really good fun.
It's important for children to get encouragement from their parents.
Yeah, exactly. And also we provide nice tips and ideas for encouraging reading at home.
Yeah.
You know, so we've a few leaflets then that we hand out. Like, there's some things that are kind of, you think are kind of obvious, but you don't realise you're doing it, but it makes a difference to your child when you're reading, such as, you know, when you're reading a story, to follow the lines of the text with your finger and watch the children look at the words as you're going by.
Get familiar
and
with them.
And also placing the stories in context with your own lives.
Yeah.
Which you do all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when you're reading
to your
child, but you don't realise that these things are making an impact, you know, but they are. So,
and when they get into liking books, then they'll start asking for books as presents for their birthday or Christmas or whatever.
You know,
when you hear that.
Such an amazing selection of books in the library. I mean, you know, all the David Williams are in there. All the
he's brilliant,
kids,
yeah.
Like, there's hugely popular books in the library, and kids love them. They really do. They just love the books.
And it gets them to use their imagination as well, which is great.
Yes, yes. And, you can't. There's nothing you can say against that. That's just an amazing thing. It's a great way to encourage children to read and provide guides and assistance in making reading a pleasure at home.
Yeah, because I think if the reading bug bites when you're young, I know I started reading when I was about 4, and you know yourself now, you see me a couple of times a week, I read 2 or 3 books a week. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it
Absolutely
is. It's
brilliant.
Really good. Yeah.
And it's a pastime. So, you can, you know, be involved in it any time in your life.
Exactly. And like, I know a lot of libraries and certainly a lot of branches would have regular weekly story times. Like in Tubbercurry, we have a story time every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's for parents and toddlers to come in. And it's always good fun. And we always have a little team. Like this week, it's going to be Christmas. So, yeah, it's always
Lovely.
Good fun. And noisy, but fun.
Well, they're interacting if they're making noise.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, like, I know some parents are a bit worried about bringing children into the library, about the noise on them. But, you know, it's a public library and it's about having fun. And children are encouraged to use the library. It's not like the old days or like an academic library where it's all about books and being quiet, you know. So
we'd touched on some
reading fun.
Great. We touched on some of the online services there earlier, but there's a lot of online services that, again, are free, that are available. And the one that I love myself is the free magazine service. It's a huge money saver. I've told some of my friends about it and they couldn't believe what was available. So
yeah,
a lot
the
of
magazines
are
amazing. It's such a collection of them. We have an app called Orbi Digital, which you can download onto your phone or device or whatever you're using, a smartphone or a tablet, and you can access a variety of magazines. Like, on screen now, I'm looking at Hello Magazine, The Economist, Grazia, Heat, Time, The New Yorker.
Everything is
available. And it's all for free. So all you need is your own library card number and a PIN number, and you can access. So, that's an amazing facility. We also have, I think one of our great things that we have is our online ebooks and audiobooks service. This is especially good for for people who are out and about. You can access ebooks and audiobooks at any time. There's a huge selection, up-to-date selection. I use the audiobooks all the time in the car. They're great for long journeys. And we have up-to-date titles by Anne Tyler. We have Vinegar Girl by Anne Tyler. We have new Jeffrey Archers. There's books for children as well. I know in the books for children, they have provided service for maybe children who are struggling with reading or for those who have dyslexia, where you can change the font of the page to make it bigger or change the colour of the page. And you can also listen to a book and read a book at the same time. So it just makes children more aware of the language of the book and how to follow a book as well. So it's a great resource for children.
It's
as
a great reading aid for the children, isn't it?
Yeah, and I find it great now for my own son at night time, where I can leave a book on and there's a timer on it, so you leave it on for 10 minutes and you can walk away and you know it's going to be, you know, it goes off itself after 10 minutes or 15 minutes. You can put your own timer on it. So it's a great way for them to learn languages and pronunciations, you know, so...
So there's lots of parents listening now that'll be jumping onto the bandwagon about
I think that's a brilliant
time in the boots there.
Yeah.
That's great.
I find it a great one at night time then. Now, I often hear him laughing in the room, so I don't know if it encourages him to sleep. But he enjoys it anyways. He gets 10 minutes of reading anyways. And that's after me reading the book to him as well. I still read to him. But
he's enjoying it anyway.
Kind of unwind at night time when the light goes off, you know. So.
So at least he's going to bed happy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's a great resource now. I find the audiobooks great myself for driving as well. So
You also have an online languages service there as well.
We have something called Mango Online Languages. And this is a lovely, bright and user-friendly tool. Again, you just need your own library card number and your PIN number.
Yeah.
And you can access over 72 languages. You can learn English as a foreign language, which can be a benefit for people coming into the country or for new people to the country or for, you know, au pairs and stuff like that. We often get people coming in to Tubbercurry Library who have, students and from different countries, and that's a nice way, introduction to learning English. For travelling abroad as well, they're nice little introductory courses to, you know, introduce yourself to a language. They're lovely and really accessible. And I often encourage, during the summer, I encourage the young adults, say, those transitioning from primary school to secondary school, to have a look at them, because it's a nice way of going through the little languages before you pick one in secondary school, you know.
So, it is. That's another great idea.
Yeah, yeah. And they're really user-friendly, really easy, you know. So very easy to use resource. It's a great way now. It's a great way for learning a language.
Well, I tell you, there's so many resources there and they're free. We want to get people in come January.
I'm only beginning. Because, we talked about the universal e-learning courses as well. There's over 400 courses on that. We also have the ProQuest newspapers, and that's where you can access newspaper articles from around the world. It's a great thing if you spot something in the Sunday paper, you can come in and have a look at the article then in the library, or you can do it at home actually.
Yes.
We have another thing if you do end up going on to study, and I know this because I'm only after finishing studying myself. A great access we have is called JSTOR, where you can access journal articles, which is great for students.
Oh,
which
yes.
It costs a lot of money when you're studying and you have to access a variety of journals. This can only be accessed from your library, but it is a really handy resource for those that are studying.
That's brilliant, because if you want to get access to some of these articles, you'd sometimes have to pay for them.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Especially the kind of specific, you know, like for medicine, or, you know, if you're studying something very specific, you need a specific type of article, you know, so it's a great way of accessing that.
Yeah, and you're able to reference it then in your assessment.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
And then probably the most important thing we have in the library is our nationwide catalogue, our new library catalogue, which is an amazing resource that we now can access. Up until the last year or so, when you searched the library catalogue, you were only searching in your own local county.
Yeah.
And that's all you could access, which was fine.
Yeah.
But this new nationwide library catalogue allows members to search and view items from around the country. So it's opened up the whole country to one big giant library, and it's great. And it's a great way of accessing stock that may have been, you know, in storage, or, you know, maybe out of print, or and again, for students, it's a fantastic access for them. In September, we got a huge amount of students coming in looking for academic books.
Yeah.
And I think we were able to provide pretty much nearly every one of them with what they were looking for, which used to be impossible when we were as one library. You know, as one library, you'd only maybe have one copy, but now nationwide, you have access to multiple copies. So it's great.
Nationwide library was, I think, the best step forward. It was the best decision they ever took.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Every new title is pretty much accessible to you as well, and it's fantastic. You only have to wait. You can go online. You can reserve online. You wait a few days for you get a notification by text or by email. It's all free, and then you go in and pick up your book. So it's great. It's very good.
Very, very good.
Yeah, and it's hugely popular now. Hugely popular.
Well, I'm glad to hear that people are using it. And after this interview, hopefully, we'll have more people using it.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to just encourage people to keep coming in and keep using it. And, like, we have so many resources, and there's something for everybody. So it's going really well now, I have to say.
I see you also have some information about the EU and how it works. Can you give us a brief overview of what information is provided there?
Yeah, we have a European, and I think this is in a number of counties nationwide. We have a European Information Access Centre, and this basically provides information on what is happening in Europe, general information about how the EU works, information on the various institutions and agencies, and the latest news about EU affairs and events. And I think this is probably really important at the moment with everything going on about Brexit and, you know, talks on that. And also, I think an important thing for people in, you know, Roscommon, Sligo, Mayo, Galway, is Galway's going to be European City of Culture in 2020, I think, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah, I think it
and
is.
And so, you know, with Knockout Airport at our door, you know, there'll be a lot of ways of promoting the area to Europe and vice versa, and attracting people to us. So this is the European Direct Centre would be a way of accessing information about this.
Well, as I said, it's very prevalent, and at the moment, I think Brexit was probably the most used word this year. Mm-hmm. Certainly
it is,
on the
and
radio.
Some people are still, although it's such a, there's so many connotations to it, and the information, there's a lot of information. So this might be one way of accessing, you know, information that might impact you yourself personally, you know, or how does it impact you. The other thing that I think is interesting for, again, for students or those learning to, or hoping to study, is that a number of countries in Europe allow you to study for free.
Really?
I think it's the Netherlands and a few other countries provide different grants to study abroad and to study for free, or even pay you, I think, in some countries. So it's a great way of accessing information on what your rights are in Europe and what you can access, you know.
And again, as I said, European countries, people aren't aware of this. And I mean, if somebody decided they wanted to study in the Netherlands, say, they're able to go for free, and it was a double education experience because they get to live over there and see the culture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a great, especially when you're young and you know,
you're
ready to travel. It's
head
perfect.
Off.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, Michelle, can you tell our listeners how can they join the library so that they can enjoy all the fabulous resources available?
Joining the library is really easy. Luckily, all you need is proof of address, some kind of identification of your name and address. So a passport would do, but it wouldn't have your address on. So maybe your driver's license has both your photograph and your address on it. But you could bring a passport with a utility bill either into your local library and you can join for free. You can also join at your library website. I know it's ligolibrary.ie. You can register online and you're provided with a code and then you can come into the library. But you still need to bring proof of address or proof of ID to come in and get your own library card. And when you get your card, you get your own PIN number.
Yeah.
And with your library card number, which is underneath your barcode and your PIN number, you can access all those online services for free. You can access our Right to Read campaigns, our Healthy Ireland in Your Library campaigns, our Work Matters campaigns, anything. And it's all for free. It's free to join. You can borrow up to 12 items for 3 weeks. You can renew these items by phone or by person, as long as nobody else is looking for them.
Yeah.
And you can opt online to, if you provide your mobile number, we can text you when your books are available, or if your books are becoming overdue, we give you a courtesy notification 3 days before your books are due back to remind you to bring them back. And also we give you notices when your books are late. Just be very careful to bring your books back or renew your books on time, because it is 5 cents per item per day when you're late. When you register with the library, you can access any library around the country. You can bring your books back to any library around the country, and everything is free.
Yeah.
We've loads of more things to offer. We have newspaper access, we've book clubs, writing groups, craft groups, local history and reference access. And these initiatives are all free. So,
it's brilliant, because as you know yourself, I'm an avid reader and I use the service, and it's brilliant that any book you want, you can request it online if you want, and you're added to a list and you'll get that book. It'll be delivered to your local library.
Yeah,
and you can see.
Yeah, it's great. And like, I know the one issue that we may have is that some people may be out there now at the moment who haven't been in their library for a while and may be afraid that they have a huge bill, or like that they have books overdue.
Yes, I think there might be one or two of those.
I know.
What happens
so
there?
I think what we try to do is encourage people to bring them back. There's a limit of how much money can be owed now anymore with this new nationwide kind of library access.
Yeah.
You know, so there's only so much you'd have to pay per person. But also we have ways of repayment. You know, there's repayment solutions so that, you know, even if you just 20 cents a day or 20 cents every time you come in, you know, because we don't want to scare people away, especially parents with young children. We want to encourage them and their children to come in and use the library. And, you know, especially when they're coming in with their schools or their classes for different events. And we don't want them to be afraid to use the library. You know,
and they don't
want to be
the only
one to be afraid
in front of their
and
classmates.
Even if you are late with your books, even now, you know, like the repayment, you know, solutions are very easy. We're not, you know, we're not a bank. We're not going to chase you down. But just, you know, if you don't be afraid to come in, basically, you know. So.
Yeah, well, that's good to just note that, because I'm sure there are some people that for some reason they forgot to bring the book after the summer holidays, whatever. And now they're nearly afraid. Oh, my God, I can't
and
go in.
I know, all the time. And like, we're don't be afraid of us. Basically, do not be afraid. So that's what we're trying to encourage as well. So,
well, that's brilliant. And there's so much information there. Thanks very much, Michelle, for telling
us
all about that. It was a pleasure.
Great, cool. I just to let you know that these initiatives were all part of our Opportunities for All strategy a few years ago. It was an opportunity to provide access to all our services for all people in Ireland, you know, that everybody can have equal access. and it strengthens the role of the library in the community. So, yeah, we just want to make the library a centre of the community, you know.
I hope it is.
Yeah. And that, like, everybody, you know, needs their library these days. And I remember last year when 2016, when Sligo Library was being threatened with closure.
That's right.
And we had huge support from the public, and people came out and protested, and it was fantastic. But inevitably, you know, we had a tweet from someone going, "Who needs a library these days?" And just, you know, showing all these campaigns and online sources and book selections and library events, and I think it proves to everyone that everyone needs a library these days, and there's nothing that you can't access from your library now.
So. I actually think we need the library more than ever.
Yeah, in my opinion. Yeah, more than ever. Yeah.
That's fantastic then. Thank you very much, Michelle.
No problem. Thank you,
keep up
Mary.
The good work.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.